Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Buckaroo Banzai Tickle.
I'm also here, and I am Glenn, and I'm here with my friend, John Lunger.
What's up, Glenn?
Just finishing the bottom third of this soda that I have.
That's fun. How do you feel about recording another episode of the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast?
If I'm being honest?
Yeah.
Pretty good, because I like doing it. It's a fun show.
Well, if you're tuning in for the first time, Glenn and I are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, and convenient and easy to listen to.
All of it. Podcasts. We uncovered a lost episode.
We did.
Right before we recorded this, so you might have heard that one already, or maybe it's next. Who knows? Too early to say. Maybe it'll be a fun bonus. I don't know.
It's true. So with that in mind, I mean, should I even read the score?
Because
it could be wrong.
Who knows? I genuinely don't think anybody is following the score, but you.
I don't know.
I don't want to take this away from you.
I don't speak to every one of our listeners.
We also found out
there's a fair amount of them.
A good number.
Yeah, thanks.
A number that
surprises,
I'm proud of,
and
but
astounds.
I still feel I don't want to say it because I feel like.
Yeah, the number of people who listen to this podcast is like saying out loud how large your penis is in your mind. So you don't want to say it out loud because you're proud of it, but other people might be like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a thick boy.
Oh, man.
I'm more confident in the size of my penis than in our podcast audience.
I am very uncomfortable, but I did it to myself.
You brought it up.
I did it to myself. I acknowledge it.
No, but like if somebody has a podcast where they're like, oh, we like 8 million listeners a month. If we say our number, they'll be like, no, that's adorable. But I don't know.
Do you talk to people who have podcasts that have 8 million listeners a month?
I talk to people who have more successful podcasts than we do. Like, well, like people who do it professionally.
Do they lament their failures on their podcast too, or
like their
shortcomings, like we do all the time,
constantly.
Yeah, because that might be what we're doing wrong.
Maybe, I don't know, but I feel good about our audience. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We like that you're here. You're a good number. Like if we did a show,
uh-huh.
like a live show,
and this many
people were there,
phenomenal.
I'd feel great about that show.
That'd be a great show. Go home, play with my thick one. Be great.
Yeah.
Rubbing on some stuff.
We would have to like consider venue options.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be difficult.
Yeah. Like, oh, where are we gonna put all these people?
I don't know.
It's not an insurmountable task.
No.
But we're not fitting them in the Blue Cinema.
Not doing it.
They're not getting in there.
But like at the same time, if we rented like a football stadium, that would be sad.
It would be sad.
Well, what do we got? I picked the topic. Well, I ran the Facebook post for last week's topic.
So I took it over
whatever.
This time. Sometimes we put a general category up. Sometimes we like to steer our audience in a particular direction.
I hope. It's not sunburn because I'm experiencing it right now and it's making me miserable.
No.
I'm like about to start, like, I'm a thin haired boy.
Sure.
Like, I'm about to start peeling on my scalp.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's real itchy and owie and like flaky and gross. And I don't know. If I'm preoccupied today, that's why.
I don't like that.
I don't like any of
Rub
it. It's
some
not
stuff
good.
I'm going to head.
Yeah,
wear a hat. Take care of yourself.
I'm going to have to lube up.
I don't think that's how you prevent sunscreen.
Don't tell me how to do my job.
I mean, you're the one with sunburn, so somebody should. I asked the people what food they want to know more about.
Oh, so it's not sunburn. You don't want
to eat that. It's not sunburn. I feel like sometimes giving them a general category helps elicit response. Like, if we just ask too broad every time,
right.
People are gonna have a hard time coming up with suggestions.
Do you think?
I think we've asked food before.
Do you think the people that you talk to sort of regularly, who podcast professionally and are more successful than we are, criticize the people that help them put on their podcast?
I'm not criticizing them. I'm saying, like, if you ask me to just tell you a thing I want to know more about.
You're criticizing.
After you ask me that a few times, I'm going to have a hard time coming up with stuff.
Don't try to walk this back. Don't flip on me.
If you're like, hey, what's a food you like? I can tell you a food I like. Or, hey, what's your favorite type of transportation? Or what's an invention? Or
what is your favorite type of transportation?
I really like driving my own car places as like an option.
Hmm.
I was pricing out a flight for a show. It was a 12-hour drive versus a flight, and I was genuinely considering just driving it.
Mm. I like trains.
I took a train to Chicago for a show, and it took a literal day to get from Newark, New Jersey to Chicago.
That seems unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get high-speed rail all up in this bitch.
Anyways, you ask the people
what food they want, not about high-speed rail. But if you want me to do one on high-speed rail, I know some stuff.
Yeah, so follow us on Facebook, and then you can suggest it next time.
Yeah. Also, suggest chess, because I ask people what...
Fucking stop.
What's a classic board game played on an 8x8 grid of alternatingly colored squares where each player has 8 pawns, 2 rooks, 2 bishops, 2 knights, a king, and a queen that you want to know more about?
Yeah, what did John Lunger comment on that post? What did he say?
You were rude.
I said, fuck you, Glenn. Stop trying to make it happen. Start a chess podcast.
I do, but I want to do it with you.
Oh, fine. Well, I mean, like, fine. If it comes up, if it actually is suggested by someone who's not you, I will begrudgingly do it.
You have to do it, though. I don't want to just chess-splain to you.
I feel like that's exactly what you want
to
do.
I just want to talk to people about chess and Buckaroo Banzai. But
I have a confession to make.
What?
So I started watching Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah?
Could not get into it.
Mm, that's fine. It's real not slow. Very good. That's
real
not
real slow.
So there's like the knockoff Star Wars crawl at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't the original opening for the movie.
Okay.
And I think that was a big mistake. Switching from what the original opening was to that really, really slows down.
Mm.
The pace of the movie, because it originally opens on a flashback to young Buckaroo Banzai with his parents who are trying to do the same experiment that he does to drive through the mountain. They're testing
an
early version of the oscillation overthruster.
Yeah,
goes bad, and his parents die. So it goes from that to
him doing it. Oh, that's
like,
way better.
Oh, that puts a lot more emotional
that's way
stakes
better.
On.
I watched like 8 minutes of this movie and had to turn it off, but that would have actually been better.
Yeah, like that puts a lot more emotional stakes on the thing he is doing.
I think the thing I have to give it another chance because I consider...
You don't have to
it. I don't
it's
have to
like it. It's
not
very
it.
Good.
I have to give it another chance, so I got to get through it, right? Like the thing that I held against it was just like its time period, right? Like movies in that time period are not paced well, right? They're just not. They're just long and drawn out, not unlike a Zack Snyder movie. So I don't know. I'll dive back in. But let's get this food thing. Because
you can look for all the ways that the rocket car inspired the DeLorean.
So a food that they
give me a number from 1 to 10.
6.
I'm not gonna really count this time. Like I'm gonna do what you do.
Right. I did 6.
That's a good one. That's a good one. 3, 4. All right. This one comes from friend of the show and my sister-in-law, Kathy Quick, would like to know about rambutan.
Excuse me?
Rambutan.
Spell that?
R-A-M-B-U-T-N.
R-A-M-B-U-T-N.
T-A-N.
T-A-N.
Well, I might have just said T-N.
Huh.
Rambutan.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't.
I know what it is, so I want to hear what you think it is. You know it's a food.
So I guess what puzzles me is this, where my head goes to, is this like a chemical compound in food, or is it like a tropical fruit that I just don't know about?
It's one of those two things.
I think it's a tropical fruit that I just don't
it
know
is.
About. Yeah.
It is a tropical fruit.
All right.
So it looks... Like, do you know what a beholder is in D&D?
No.
So it's a monster. It's like a big floating ball with like a lot of little eye stalks all over it. So
okay.
Like it can see all around it. And
it's like
monster.
It's like, so it's like a Medusa, but they're instead of snakes in the end, it's eyeballs.
Yeah. And it's like all the way around.
Okay.
So rambutan it's got like a nut shell outside of it, but it's like it looks hairy. And like little things. Or like
a sea urchin, but like not
sort of like
straight?
A sea urchin, but not straight. Like a shriveled up sea urchin.
Like a sea anemone?
No, those are like dicks.
Like what if it was a round dick?
It's like a ball, but with like a hairy ball.
Uh-huh.
It's like a dark brownish red color.
Okay.
It's got a hard outer casing.
I giggled when you said hard.
It gets hard.
Oh, yeah.
You crack it open, and there's like a
get
soft...
Get the rabbitan hard. Oh. That's,
you can't keep changing your weird impressions of me.
I'm not saying this was you. This is a guy that likes rabbitan.
This is just your local greengrocer.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for coming to Wise Markets. Hey, my name is Kyle. We are fresh out of rambutans.
What is this noise? No one does that.
Kyle does.
Oh, Kyle.
Oh, I just have trouble.
Kyle, you sell food. You can't be making gross, unappealing noises.
I'm sorry. It's not every day that someone comes and talks about my favorite weird tropical fruit.
Kyle, we're going to have to let you go. You're scaring off customers.
Oh, what if
rambutan sales have been down.
I believe that because it's a weird food that most people don't know about.
Kathy Quick knows about it. I know about it.
I don't know. Oh, I guess I work in the produce section, so I should know.
You should know.
I don't, though.
You said it was your favorite.
I say a lot of things.
Get the fuck out of Weiss. Never come back here.
All right.
You shop at Giant now.
No.
I don't want to see your fucking face again.
That robot makes me uncomfortable. It's phallic. Kyle?
What does the robot do?
I don't know.
I've seen people take pictures of
it. I think
the robot.
It's just like a Roomba that's got like a giant penis on top so people don't trip over it. I think.
And then somebody put eyes on it?
I think.
I haven't seen it.
I don't shop at Giant. I don't know.
I don't usually. I have. I've been in a Giant in my lifetime.
Me too. What do rambutans taste like?
Like a lychee?
Yeah, it's
as like, I was saying that, I was like, if a homeboy doesn't know what rambutan is, I don't know if that's gonna be a helpful.
No, I've had like lychee tea, like bubble teas,
sure,
kind of a thing, right? Like
it's like a citrusy grape.
I would like.
So
that.
You crack?
Yeah. Which part of the round tentacled dick?
You
do
don't
you
eat the outside part.
Okay.
The inside part, there's like a soft little fruity bit in the middle.
That's my favorite. Oh, I love the soft fruity bit.
You've been let go.
I would just like you for you reconsider.
I hate Kyle so much.
I have a lozenge in my mouth because my throat is sore.
I hope it's from crying from losing your job.
No, it's from being alone. I'm so lonely.
No one loves you, Kyle.
I'm so lonely. Rambutan.
I just started watching an Australian sketch show, The Exquisite Gentleman's Guide to Knife Fighting.
I love
I believe
that title.
It is called.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
It's very good. It's on Netflix. I highly recommend people check it out. There's one sketch where a guy's just got a terrible voice.
Yeah? And what made you think of that?
It just popped in my head for some reason.
Huh.
So rambutans. Where do these bad boys grow?
Well, you said they're a tropical fruit, so that
yeah,
puts it squarely around
assumed,
the equator, right?
I just assumed because they don't grow in New Jersey.
Right.
So
like,
it's the only other place. It's only New Jersey and the tropics.
I would say the tropics, right? I don't know that we need to narrow it down any more than that.
I mean, why? Because you're a coward?
Yes.
Name a place, you wuss.
What's that?
Name a place, you wuss. Where do you think they grow?
Panama.
Okay. I don't think you're right, but I like your commitment.
Does this mean I get my job
no!
back?
No! Kyle? Kyle, if they grow in Panama, you can have your job back. Otherwise, I swear to God, if you ever step into Weiss again, I'm going to run you over with a big
I'll
robot.
Roll those dice. Thank you, Mr. Tickle.
I'm going to run you over with that. I'm going to get like a giant mech robot to clean up Weiss.
I used to love Mech Warrior. That was such a good game.
Pull your arms off like a Ken doll.
Oh, no.
You're a shitty grocer.
That's true. So they taste like...
I don't think it's Panama. I think it's like the South Pacific
okay.
area.
Yeah, sure. But you said they taste like a citrusy grape.
It's like a citrusy grape flavor. Like it sort of looks like the meat of a grape.
Okay.
When you pop it out.
So does it taste like a grape or does it look like a grape?
Both. Like
red grape, yellow grape? Peel a grape.
Peel a grape.
Okay.
And put it next to a shelled rambutan.
Mm-hmm.
And they look pretty similar.
Yeah, but do they taste similar?
Grapes sweeter, I would say. Rambutan.
Sour?
A little more tart than a grape.
Okay.
Can
you get them around here?
Sometimes. Like, not at, like, probably seasonally, I would imagine, is how it shakes out.
Okay.
You can't just, like, walk into a 7-Eleven and get a rambutan.
If you buy any kind of fruit in 7-Eleven, I think you're a serial killer.
You should
buy
bananas, because most people get coffee at 7-Eleven, and coffee lowers your potassium levels, which is why coffee places frequently sell bananas, because they're a good source of potassium.
Really?
Look, I don't know a lot about rambutans, yeah. So I'm just trying to get facts in where I can get them.
No, it's good, man. I don't know if my body could handle drinking a bunch of coffee and then eating a banana. Like, I'd just be, like, all shitting all sorts
of
weird.
You don't have to, like, double fist them. Like,
don't tell me how to drink coffee and eat bananas, Glenn.
Dip it in. Just dip the banana
in
the coffee.
I like to
dunk it in.
God. So tired of you just thinking you own me.
I do.
Let me live my life.
No. You're my little boy. Aww. You're my baby boy.
Papa. Papa.
I'm trying to think of like what they get used in.
I was gonna say, like, I've
like lychees, like you said, you can get like a bubble, you can get like a lychee flavored bubble tea in
right.
most places that have bubble tea.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like lychee martini
mm-hmm.
is a thing that I've seen.
Like, what cuisine is this fruit used in?
I would say Southern Asian.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, I love all of that food, but, like, I'm not getting that authentic food here in eastern Pennsylvania.
UNT is pretty authentic.
Yeah, it's great. Love it. Shout out
to UNT. A place we frequently eat too much at and then record.
It's true, and complain about it. So good, though.
That's the
problem.
It's so good.
We
can't eat
a
responsible
amount. We haven't done that in a very
long time. No, we haven't. But we need to learn to eat a responsible amount of food.
That's not
going to
happen. Let's do it anyways.
No, yeah.
Oh, God. Huh.
Oh, so good.
Like, I've never, it's weird to me that I've never heard of this fruit at all, let alone.
Are you a big fruit guy?
Oh, I love all the fruits. I celebrate the entire portfolio.
I did.
Name a fruit.
Rambutan.
Name another fruit.
Cherimoya.
Oh, love it.
I was going to make up a word, but I couldn't make up one that sounded convincingly like a real fruit.
Well, thanks for killing this bit.
Have you really had a cherimoya?
I've not, but I am familiar with it. I've seen it.
That was another suggestion on our list from David Trotman.
Yeah, I've seen that. I watch enough. I love like Food Network and travel shows about cooking and food and stuff like that. I just, you know, I'm that guy. So I at least was familiar with that. I'm surprised. Not that I'm puffing out my chest saying I'm a foodie. And, like, I would never do that. But like I don't know. I would have thought I would have come across that.
For a while, my local grocery store would occasionally have, like, weird fruits that it didn't mm-hmm. usually have.
Right.
So I would, like, get one just to try it.
Right, yeah.
So, like, if there was a type of fruit that they had available that I had not had,
mm-hmm.
I would just by default buy it.
Love that. You know I'm a huge fan of kumquats.
Kumquats, pretty good.
Huge fan of them, right? And that's exactly the same thing. I'm like, I've never had one of these before,
yeah.
And it's now available to me at Wegmans. I'm buying this.
Persimmons can fuck right off.
Really?
Yeah, get them out of here. Yeah. They taste like the last little bit of wine in a bottle with all the tannins when they settle at the bottom.
Yeah, they do taste a little bit like that.
They're disgusting. Cherimoya, also known as custard apple,
mm-hmm.
frequent topic of conversation on the podcast Jordan Jesse Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's just like it's got big black seeds in it that you can't eat because they're poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
But like the edible part is like a really soft, like.
Yeah, it's a textural thing. It's like
custard-like. Custard apple, like, because that's sort of the texture. It's real good. Not particularly strong flavored or sweet. Like it's a delight. Rambutan's also pretty good. Kind of tart. I feel like you could probably you know, do like a drink out of them.
Do you think we don't have them here because they don't have a long shelf life, and maybe they turn because of the shipping, or like why are they not?
I mean, they got that big, thick, hairy shell.
So do I.
I feel.
So do I, baby.
I feel like they probably hold up for a while because of that bad boy. But I think they don't grow around here. That's why I don't think Panama, because that it's easier to get things here from South America than like the
Asia.
Pacific Islands.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. Do you think if we went to the West Coast that I would see these more frequently?
Probably.
Probs?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But I bought them at my local New Jersey grocery store.
Kyle better fucking hope that they come from Panama.
They might. I mean, it might be a thing where, like, yeah, they could grow it there, but they don't want to. They're too busy
canaling,
growing sugar cane or whatever they grow in Panama.
We got to take the boats from one side to the other side, Glenn. It's the foundation of our country.
It's a big important canal. Great work.
Well, we gotta go.
Let's check it out.
Let's pull
it up. I feel like
we gotta take a break first. We gotta pay the bills. Gotta keep the lights on.
We didn't do a great one.
I don't think we did either, but that's okay. I brought nothing to the table. Hey, friends, it's me, John Lunger.
And also me. I'm here too.
You never give me a chance to introduce.
I'm also here for the ad read.
Yeah, I know.
John, I didn't want to feel left out.
I'm never going to let you out.
I didn't want it.
I literally cannot do
it. If you could do these by yourself, then what am I even here for?
I can't.
Why am I even here?
I can't.
Why? You don't need me.
Glenn.
You could just do the whole show yourself then.
Why don't you start the read? Go ahead. Well, you be.
Because I'm all.
Go ahead. No, come on, man. I need you.
I'm all emotional.
Just take a deep. Come on. Do the breathing I taught you. Good. Okay. All right. Now say the mantra. Come on.
Just be cool, baby. She'll hold.
Just be cool, baby.
She'll hold.
She'll hold.
For another mantra.
I assumed.
It's in the first couple minutes.
Shut up.
I thought maybe you'd remember that part.
I don't. You ready? Okay, here we go. You're going to start the read.
Hey, friends, just the ones at home and not anybody who's here with me now, because I'm all by myself. No one else.
Glenn, what the hell?
No one else in the booth today.
Glenn, hey, Glenn.
Hey, John Lunger's here. I didn't know he was here. I thought I would just do the whole ad read by my own goddamn self, because I don't need anybody.
Fuck you.
Friends, are you like me? Do you need to reach out to your friends because you had an argument about whether or not you need each other to do ad reads?
Oh, God. You've never articulated something so close to my heart so well before, Glenn. Yes, I am like you.
You know what you need?
What do I need?
Telegrams.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What do you need to do? Send a text message like an asshole?
No.
No. Or are you going to type something out on a little card, and are you going to pay a guy in a bellhop uniform to go read it to your friend?
Stop. I'm going to do that. Stop.
I don't think Western Union does them anymore. So here's what I'm saying. There's room in the market.
Ooh.
So this episode brought to you by John Glenn's Telegram service, where you can pay me and John to go read things to your friends.
Yeah.
Assuming they live in the greater Lehigh Valley area and we have time and aren't and don't not want to do it.
Yeah, we're the Uber Eats of communication.
Yeah, it's not a great business model because it's just us doing it specifically only when we feel like it.
But we will do it. So
we will do it for $180 per telegram.
$180 per telegram, and that's
up to 10 words.
Yeah, and that's both of us. We'll do it together.
We'll do it together.
Yeah, it's two for the price of one.
It's called stop. Collaborate and listen.
All right, we're back. That one technically not a sponsor. That one's a startup. That's a startup from you and I.
Yeah, I mean we gotta use we gotta fund this. Somehow.
Yeah, when we become the number one comedy podcast in the country of Niger, we gotta pay for those plane tickets.
Yeah, with telegrams.
I looked up a couple weeks ago. We were hovering around 18. So I mean, no movement is good movement.
I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah, honestly, it just feels good.
Niger, maybe you saw a friend of the show, Jim Tews, perform in you a couple weeks ago.
Did he really?
He was there on I think it was an Air Force base.
Oh, wow. Well. Don't think the general public saw that show.
I don't know. Maybe they did.
It's like an open house on an Air Force base?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, I have in front of me the official Wikipedia page for Rambutans. This article is about the tree. For the cipher, see the Rambutan parentheses cryptography page.
Ooh, see, that's probably what my sister-in-law was talking about.
I don't know. You asked about food. Do you think you asked about food and she commonly gives you
probably
the name of a cipher?
Secretly in the...
What are you fucking playing with Tic Tacs in your
I'm
pocket?
I'm getting
a
mint
out
of my pocket.
Jesus.
I burped and it tasted weird.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
I'm trying to get a mint in there to right the situation. I'm saying my sister-in-law is probably deep undercover.
All right. Well, why?
She's got like a government job that I don't really understand. Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody tries to explain their job to me and I don't understand what it is, I assume it's a cover and that they're like in the Impossible Mission Force.
Huh.
A fun thing about me and how I don't understand most jobs.
The Rambutan, taxonomic name Nephilim lapicium, is a medium-sized tropical tree in the family Sapindaceae. That's not right.
I feel like that was pretty good.
The name also refers to the edible fruit produced by this tree. The rambutan is native to the Indonesian region and other regions of tropical Southeast Asia, like your boy Glenn Tickle said.
Just like your boy said.
It is closely related to several other edible tropical fruits,
ooh,
including
like
lychee.
Yeah, him.
The longan and the mamoncillo.
Ooh, longan. Longan berries?
Mm.
Those are tight, too.
So the picture over here has the outer husk, which mm-hmm. I think you did a really great job of describing.
I feel like I did, too. I see a big old picture, and right next to it, the shelled rambutan, which looks almost identical to a peeled grape.
I mean, the only thing that I think would have been more accurate if you're like, picture a bright red hairy scrotum.
Well,
there's
the thing
only
is, there's
one,
only one.
There's only one big ball in it.
Just
and
the
I would have been
one.
Like, oh. And yeah, totally would have got it.
Just the one ball.
And, you know, also credit to you, they have it shelled, right? And the fruit that you eat does look exactly like a peeled grape.
Yeah.
Like fucking exactly.
In case
like
you
it.
Doubted whether I've ever had one of these before.
Right, and so they have a bunch of them bundled here in a picture, almost like a bouquet
like
of
a little
rambutan.
A little rambutan bouquet.
They sort of look like almost like weeds, like you know, like the.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a thing you'd want to eat.
No,
like you don't see it and think yum yum. Let me put that spiky testicle in my mouth. Mmm, tastes so good.
I usually think that though.
But you pop it open.
I love putting those spiky. I put spicy testicles in my mouth, Glenn.
You nasty.
Does this mean I'm officially not coming back to Weiss?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's been established, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Get the fuck out, Kyle.
Etymology. The name rambutan is derived from the Malay word rambu, meaning hair, a reference to the numerous hairy protuberances of the fruit.
Yeah, all those pubes.
Together with the noun-building suffix an. Similarly, in Vietnam, it's called the chom chom, meaning
ooh,
messy
that's
hair.
Better. That's better.
Chom chom. Yeah.
Let me chom chom that hairy balls.
Yeah. Oh, God. Chom chom those
chom
hairy
chom
balls.
Chom chom those balls.
Okay. Native to Indonesia, the rambutan is commonly grown in various countries throughout the region. It is spread from there to parts of Asia, Africa, Oceania, and Central America. Central America.
Central America? What's down there?
Oh.
Kyle, hang on. Kyle.
Kyle.
Hang on. Kyle, don't leave yet. You're not, no, Kyle. You're
I
not,
was already out on the street.
You're not hired. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'll take the chances.
Just stick around for a minute.
Do you mind if I pet this rat?
This is a grocery store.
I found this rat.
Don't bring rats into the grocery
store. I didn't bring it.
Kyle, get the fuck out. Kyle, I don't care if they grow in Panama. You're done.
Wow, that's tough.
Tough day for Kyle.
There are limited rambutan plantings in some parts of India. In the 19th century, the Dutch introduced rambutan from their colony in Southeast Asia to Suriname. Suriname? I don't know. In South America. Subsequently, the plant spread to the tropical Americas, planted in coastal lowlands of Colombia, Ecuador, Honduras, Costa Rica, Trinidad, and Cuba.
Ooh. Really built the tension.
Yeah. In 1912, the rambutan was introduced to the Philippines from Indonesia. Further introductions were made in the 20s and the 30s, but until the 1950s, its distribution was relatively limited. There was an attempt to introduce the rambutan to southeastern United States with seeds imported from Java in 1906, but the species proved to be unsuccessful, except in Puerto Rico. So here's the description section. It's an evergreen tree growing at a height of 12 to 20 meters. The leaves are alternate, 10 to 30 centimeters long, pinnate, with 3 to 11 leaflets, with each leaflet 5 to 15 centimeters wide and 3 to 10 centimeters broad, with an entire margin. Cool. Rambutan trees can be male, female, or hermaphroditic. Sorry, I've never really seen hermaphroditic written before. Wow, I really boffed that one. That's embarrassing.
You want to take another run at it?
Nah. The fruit is a round oval, single-seeded berry, 3 to 6 centimeters long and 4 centimeters broad. It's borne in a loose pendant cluster of 10 to 12 together. So like that...
That's a little bouquet.
That bouquet that we saw is actually how they grow. So it looks like...
It's nice that they have friends.
Yeah, it's like an orgy of spiny testicles. The leathery red skin is covered with pliable spines, hence the name, which means hair. Furthermore, the spines, known as spinterns, contribute to the transpiration of the fruit and can lead to affecting fruit quality. The fruit flesh, which is actually the arole, is translucent, whitish, or very pale pink, with a sweet, mildly acidic flavor reminiscent of grapes. Damn, your boy Glenn.
Yeah, what's up? I know things about exotic fruits.
There's a section on pollination. There's a section on production. There's a section on cultivation. And a section on nutrients.
Very excited person holding a bunch of rambutans.
He's a Javanese rambutan seller in Indonesia.
Good.
No name credited to this gentleman. There's a little photo gallery. There is a little rundown of the dietary benefits of them, but this picture of like it's like a bisected one where like the fruit is exposed. There's something just disgusting about this photo.
It looks like a
pimple?
Always look like balls.
Yeah,
but this one looks like a split open nutsack with half a ball hanging out.
It's true. I mean, I still want to eat them, but that's what it looks like. It's interesting that they list like carbohydrates and like dietary fiber and fat and protein because it's like, wouldn't they vary per fruit? So like this has to be an estimate, right?
Yeah, it's probably like average. Like you just
average,
like
average. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Like this is a good page. But I would also say you did a real good job explaining what they were.
I feel like I did do a good job.
I mean, I brought nothing to the table here.
Zero things.
Zero
things.
No
idea. This might as well have been Ibogaine as far as you were concerned.
Right. And I apologize profusely for letting...
That's fine. Sometimes
no, for letting Kyle
things.
Into the studio. I'm the one who said, give this kid a try.
No, Kyle's got to go.
So, I mean, squarely the decision falls to you because I boffed it with Kyle and I brought nothing.
Look, I got the region. Mm-hmm. I described the appearance.
Yep.
Perfectly.
Yes, you did.
Flavor... Also, good job.
Yep.
I feel like there was a little bit more detail in this. I feel like I did real good.
You did, and to the point where I don't think you lost. I don't think you lost.
Since we did a tie with that other one that we did,
I don't remember what it was.
Like a week
recently,
or two
ago. Yeah.
We recently tied, and I felt. Very solid that was a tie. Sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that
Wikipedia page, there was no additional information than what we provided.
Right.
This, I feel like there might be a little bit more.
Yeah, like it's got sections on cultivation and timelines, and it talked about the tree itself.
I don't like it, but I think we gotta take a loss in this one.
All right, we'll take a loss.
But like,
close. I mean, this
real
is close.
This
is
like
close.
This was like a buzzer beater situation.
Oh my god, if there ever was one,
they really pulled it out in the last second. With
it's
that,
funny because they look like balls.
Split open nut shot.
They pulled it out. That's silly. All right. Well, that brings the score 16-15 to 7, I think. I don't know. It depends on when we release this episode. Either way, doesn't feel good.
Doesn't
never
feel
good.
Never feels good to lose. It feels good to eat orangutan. They're tasty.
I wouldn't know. All right. Well, we got to do our due diligence here. So what's our joke fact that we would leave on this page? I'm going to challenge you to make it not about nutsacks.
Ooh, I was going to make it about nutsacks.
I mean,
you
almost
have
to.
I was going to say rambutan is the
Dutch word for scrotum.
For red scrotum.
I like that, though. I really do like that.
I do, too, but you said not about balls.
I don't know. It's our podcast. We can change our mind.
Let me see if I can think of one that's not about balls.
All right, I'm going to just hum Mambo number 5 while you do that.
So the fake fact is that now it's all about balls. It's just balls all the way down. Balls on balls. People used to be afraid to eat tomatoes because they're a member of the nightshade family. People used to be afraid of eating rambutans because they thought it would make their balls look like that.
That's good. Yeah, I like that one. That's good.
Because you don't want a red spiny nutsack.
No, I mean, it's not a way a nutsack should look.
Nah.
Yeah, you've been putting your business up on stuff it doesn't belong on.
Sure.
If your nutsack
you
looks like
a
rambutan. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Do us a favor, subscribe, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would help us out tremendously. And if you don't already, follow us on Facebook so you can make suggestions for our next episode.
Or else
Glenn's going to come to your house with a bunch of rambutans.
That just sounds like a nice visit from a friend.